following show contains material that may not be suitable for children under the age of 16. The views and opinions are not necessarily accepted nor followed by the Haunted Voices Radio Network. Parental discretion is strongly advised.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
You're listening to Airstrike Radio with the two madmen of radio.
Are you ready?
Coming to you live from beautiful downtown Virginia, Minnesota, it's Airstrike Radio with your hosts, Jill Sturgis and Todd Bates.
And it is Tuesday night. That means one thing around these parts. That's right, Airstrike Radio. And it's been a heck of a week already, and it's only Tuesday, Todd. It's nuts.
Man, I'll tell you what. Monday was a decent Monday. I got to admit, Joel, I got up, you know, bright and early. I got up at, it was around 8:30. My eyes opened, and I was driven to get out of bed, not stay in there and snuggle. Made the coffee, sat down. And instantly started to do emails because no one else was around and no one would care if I was out there by myself anyway.
Nobody cares. That sounds so pathetic. Nobody cares.
I just kind of get walked by and stepped over.
You do.
You know how to. You know, you got wife and kids.
Yes, I have wife and kids, and that means I repeatedly get kicked in the groin.
It happens, man. It does. But today, Joel, this has definitely been the most productive day that I have had in months.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I cannot believe how many things. I mean, yesterday I went ballistic with, writing promotions, getting them out, sending all this, doing this, updating this, all kinds of things done, all this done before noon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I come in here and I'm like,
Well, you got to remember, Todd, one thing. Tuesday is Monday's ugly sister.
Very good. I'm gonna take that to heart. Yeah, I'm gonna remember that. It is. But Joel, can you say that we had an ugly Tuesday today?
No. It's been a great Tuesday. I feel great. I haven't felt this good in weeks. I've had a couple things lift off of me, and I will get into that a little bit. I was changing, and even you said I was.
Yeah, that is something after the break that you and I are definitely going to talk about. That's going to teach a lot of people. I mean, it's a big thing, Joel.
Great.
I'm very, very proud of you for coming on the air and talking about it. I really am, because that is a tough, tough, tough thing to do. A lot of people can't follow that.
It is, and I got to eat a little bit of crow. I'm not afraid to do so for my good friend there, Todd, and when we do that. But we have a lot of announcements to get through first.
We do. We got some things coming. Now, this is all good stuff, Joel. All good stuff.
Absolutely.
Now, first of all, let me get this stuff out of the way here, folks. We are a non-for-profit, 501. We do need some help, okay? We're in emergency donation status. It's plain and simple. I don't want to get into detail. I'm not out there panhandling. I'm not trying to take your money. I'm not trying to do this. Either way, you guys can listen to this broadcast free of charge for as long as we can broadcast it to you. But HVRN is calling for emergency donations to help support our cause. You can do so in two ways. You can either donate via our website, www.hvrnc. That's hvrnc.com. It's right there in the upper left-hand corner where the donation button's provided for you. You can't miss it. Just click that. It'll take you directly to the proper page or the donation area where both PayPal and credit card payments will be taken. Now, Those of you folks that don't want to choose the electronic route, you can mail check or money order payable to HVRN directly right here. HVRN 1302 East Main Street, Robinson, Illinois, 62454. That address is posted there on HauntedVoices.com. You can see it right there. So thank you in advance for your help. You know, we have a goal that we're trying to reach. It is a large goal. And if we all work together, we can get this goal. We'll be in the free and clear. The economy's killing us, and we're trying to make ends meet. Somebody did attack and get into our PayPal account, so I had to shred the debit card.
That just sucks, man. That just sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does. So now these bills can't be paid. They were taking out small amounts until it got down to the negative. Before I realized it, that's my fault. They notified me. And, of course, they're not FDIC, so we don't get that back. So now we're in the hole. We have bills that are past due right now. And our current goal is $1,500. $2,000 would be nice. That would get us up to where we can pay off some extra debts and be free and clear. So, you know, there's no such thing as a small amount, folks. A dollar, $2, you know, whatever it takes in there. Help us out over there. You can either send check or money order or donate electronically there. The donation address, if you guys want that, for if you already have a PayPal account, is donations@hvrnc.com. Also want to shoot out there, now you guys are seeing a change in the webcam. Okay, this webcam will no longer show over at Ustream. We don't use that any longer. We only broadcast over here at Kelsey Live. They have exclusivity to it. So you're going to see this throughout all the live broadcasts. That's Monday through Friday. We're going to have Monday Meltdown on here. We're going to have Airstrike on here. Plan B Radio is going to debut on here tomorrow night with Rick Kelsheimer.
Sweet.
Airstrike again on Thursday and Friday, the main show, all right here, Joel.
That's right, man. That's right. Another big side note, I would like to welcome Mr. Stephen Wren to as producer of Airstrike Radio. Miss Jamie Hayes is no longer with us. She's going to be sorely missed. She left for personal reasons, and we wish her all the best in her future endeavors.
Yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Stephen took that job, and it's, hang on, folks. Hang on. Some of the guests he's got lined up. Now, some of these, a couple of them, I will admit, Joel, my wife wanted them, and there's certain ways I can get my wife in the studio to co-host with us, and that's to get people she wants, right?
Wow, we might have to have both wives one night. Come on, you know.
There's one that I think you and I are going to have some trouble interviewing because we've really never seen the woman. We've only read her articles.
Oh, yes, 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 the articles. That's right. I love those articles.
Yes, yes, Bridget, yes.
Yeah, great articles, I got to say.
Yeah, the triplets there, Bridget. I've never seen the woman, Joel. I've only read her work, her articles.
I wouldn't know what she looked like if she fell out of the sky.
I did like that long article that was in the center that fell
the fold
out.
Oh, the triple one. Yeah, the one that comes right out, folds right out. Yeah, that is a good article.
Yes, yeah. I believe they call that the editorial. I don't know. Yeah, we're lying through our teeth. Yeah, we got those folks lined up. Les Stroud. I just heard Les Stroud. I heard from Steven. We're trying to get Les Stroud, Survivor Man. Everybody knows him from Science Channel. He's working on a new series, Joel. Yeah.
Sweet.
Survivor Man is working on a new series, and I'm curious to be what that is. I'm being dropped off here 7 days with nothing but my crew, this small refrigerator, and this Coleman fire stove with two racks of deer meat hanging beside me, and my job is to survive here. Okay, difficult challenge, Les.
That's a tough one right there.
So, you know, we'll be getting him here shortly, hopefully. But that's just some of the good stuff coming at you. And the big announcement here, Joel, you're going to love this too.
All right.
I got confirmation today. I've been talking with Kelly Beam from Paranormal Washington. These guys are awesome. Awesome. Awesome people. They support us 110%. Paranormal training is back, folks. It is back with a bang. We have got EVP training basic, EVP training advanced. We have got Paranormal 101, Paranormal 102, and now we have the help because Paranormal Washington is going to assist us in training you find people to get all of this TV image what not to do stuff out of your head and teach you a proper way how to investigate out there from start to finish. What do you think of that, Joel?
That is cool, man. Thank you so much for giving us a hand. And you know, first and foremost, Haunted Voices, the site, is a community learning center in a lot of ways. And that is what we've been dedicated to for a very long time. And you guys have done a bang-up job. Some other news is out there that's been circulating. I don't know if you want to break that right now. Hit the chat room. That is entirely up
What's
to
that?
You. Well, I'll let you break it.
Oh, you mean about you and I?
Yes. Yes.
Huh. Yeah. Why not?
Go for it.
Since November 2nd, 2004, there has been one owner of Haunted Voices Radio Network. Joel and I decided to team up. Him and I have talked extensively and feel this is the right move. So what's going on here, folks, is there are two owners. Haunted Voices, Joel and I will own and maintain this. Airstrike Radio, Joel and I will own and maintain this. This has been advised as well as thought of very, 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 very thoroughly of myself. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of a better person to take it to the limit.
Ah, thanks,
now,
man.
Now, you know, I feel I have help. Now you have help. And we both know what we want. We both know our goals. You know, we're a team. We can do this. Mm-hmm. So that is official. That is official here, folks. You know, it's released here tonight. Joel Sturgis and myself are both owners of Haunted Voices Radio Network, as well as Airstrike Radio. So there you have it. There you have it.
Well, thanks, Don. I just want to thank you. Thank you for welcoming me aboard, and it's going to rock. I love all the staff. They all are good people. They've stood behind me, and I want to, in turn, stand behind them.
And that's the way it is. See, because, Joel, I've gone solo since 2004, and having you come aboard, learning new things, we're both learning from each other, learning how to arrange this and arrange that. And the best way to do this, we always went to each other for advice anyway. We always, you know, saw it different ways and then come back, why did I do that? I should have talked to him first and vice versa. Now we don't have that problem. Now you and I sit down, agree on something together with a staff. We agree on it together.
Absolutely.
And that's the way it should have been to begin with.
Absolutely. I want to play a song, though, that we discussed a little bit yesterday that kind of has a little bit different meaning for both of us. And we'll explain what the meaning is when we're kind of done. But why don't we let Mr. Tim McGraw say it way better than we could.
Let's do it right here, right now.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband. Most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. was in such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper,
great tune, huh, Todd?
Yes, that is awesome. That song has more meaning to me than you can ever imagine. I know it's got meaning to you, and the words in that, Joel, everyone needs to listen to those words, find the lyrics, and just follow those words verbatim.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. Life is too short.
It is. And when you're confronted with death, as it were, you realize.
Yes. My sister-in-law loved that song. That song kept her alive. She fought breast cancer for 9 years, folks. And that song kept her going and kept her going and kept her going, kept her going to her treatments, kept her going through the chemo. She lost her battle, but she's at peace now. But that song kept her with us. I know that song kept her with us. That's all she played. All she played. It's got a lot of meaning, Joel.
Yeah, great tune. You know, when we come back from breaking, and we're going to go in a couple minutes, we'll do the recap of the remote, kind of tell you a little bit of what I experienced on that particular investigation. Not all of it's pretty, folks. And,
no,
and a lot of it I can't even tell you just for fear of your own safety. And if that does, if that sounds overblown, Todd knows exactly what I'm talking about. And once you agree with me, there's just some things you just don't talk about.
I do. And before we take that break, if I can just finish up on this, Joel.
Absolutely.
That way we have no more interruptions. We take the long break. I want to hear all this because this is what you're about to say after break is so important to any researcher out there that I want to be sure that everybody has that we have their undivided attention. So I want to, you know, I just want to get this couple things out here. This is nothing compared to, of course, what Joel went through at all. But I want you guys to be sure and check out our new social network. It's at www.hvrnc/community. And actually, Alex just found a new one. He's looking at a new one to build that blows this one away. But you can go there and check that out. Steffi will drop the link in the chat room. Also, check out our social networks. We'd love to have you on there. Facebook.com/Haunted Voices Radio. That's Facebook.com/Haunted Voices Radio. MySpace, I've only got MySpace. The other space I tossed away because I got sick and tired of seeing all the little midget ads on there.
Little midget ads.
I did. I had a friend request me last night on MySpace. He was a midget.
He was a midget.
A midget.
You don't like little people?
I'll show you. I saved it. I'll send you the pic. But it's myspace.com/Todd Bates. That's my personal MySpace. My personal Twitter is twitter.com/HVR host. That's HVR host. And the main show, twitter.com/HV show. Joe, you got anything you want to shoot out there?
Sure. Visit me over at Facebook, of course. Just go ahead, search just for Joel Sturgis. I'm the bald guy wearing sunglasses and a suit, you know, of course. And Twitter, I'm HVRN Joel over there at Twitter, you know. And then also, I do have a MySpace page, and that is just jhsturge74 at myspace.com if you want to go ahead. I never go to MySpace. I'm sorry, I'm remiss when I say that. That's true. I never go there. I should go there more. It's become kind of a...
And Joel, they're fighting about the new way Facebook looks, how they overhauled it.
I don't like
man. But I'm getting used to it. I'm 50-50. There's some things I don't like, but they are coming up with software. I want to get this out. I read it this morning. They are coming out to where you can go back to your old style if you want to.
Oh,
so
sweet.
Just hang tight, folks. Let them work on that. And, you know, they'll get to that. And I got this final thing, Joel, then we can launch.
Absolutely, my friend. Go ahead.
On February 16, 2008, just 5 short days, or just 5 days short of his second birthday, Aiden Wright nearly drowned in a pond at his grandfather's house. After spending 2 months in the hospital, he finally came home, but was changed dramatically by brain damage as a result of the accident. His family strongly desires to get the boy back that smiled, laughed, ran, and talked to them on a daily basis. Unfortunately, most of the more groundbreaking therapies and treatments are not covered by insurance. As a result, Aiden's family created PrayForAiden.com. That's PrayForAiden, AIDAN.com. At PrayForAiden.com, you can find more about Aiden and his daily struggles by reading the blogs maintained by his parents. You can also learn steps on how you can prevent an accident such as this from happening to a member of your own family, as well as see some of the therapies, equipment, and other items children like Aiden need for treatment. Most importantly, you can buy products to donate to help cover the growing expenses involved in caring for this little boy with a beautiful heart and spirit that could light up a room with a smile in his eyes. PrayForAiden.com, folks. Check it out. Help him out over there.
Definitely. Definitely.
Do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Pray for Aiden. That's really important. Airstrike Radio, HVRN, we all support that 110%. And if we can ever do anything to help these poor people, and I shouldn't say poor people. They're fighting. They're fighting hard. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's help them win this fight.
We have to do it. You know, that's why there's a percentage of our proceeds that we send to places like that. A percentage will go to the Pray for Aiden Fund. A percentage will go to the Haiti Relief Fund. That is what we do. You know, we're not greedy. We're not greedy. We robbed Peter to pay Paul, and then we ended up giving it back to both of them. That's just kind of the way it is.
That's how it rolls, man. But speaking of rolling, we got
out
of here to break. When we come back, we're going to do a little recap of that investigation on Friday. It's some really, really good stuff. We'll be right back right after this.
Got it.
Hello? Hi, Mildred, it's Betty. What are you up to?
Oh, just trying to find some information on ghosts. There's so many sites to choose from, I don't even know where to start.
Have I got the place for you. It's called hauntedvoices.com, and they got all the info you could ever need.
Really?
Yeah, they even have free EVP lessons. You know, like they showed in that movie with Mikey Keaton.
Oh, the spirit voices.
That's the one. And they have live chats each Monday night at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. They got special guests and everything.
What's the site again?
It's hauntedvoices.com.
Thanks, Betty. Gotta run now.
Where to?
Where do you think? To hauntedvoices.com.
Looking for professional meters for your next investigation? Look no further than Alpha Lab Scientific Instruments, makers of AC and DC milligauss meters, earth magnetometers, and the widely used Tri-Field Natural EM meter. This meter actually detects changes in extremely weak static electric and magnetic fields, and signals with both a tone and movement of a needle-type gauge if either the electric or magnetic field changes from previous levels. A must-have for any paranormal researcher. For all your field meter needs, visit Alpha Lab Scientific Instruments at trifield.com. TRIfield.com.
You're listening to Airstrike Radio Online with your hosts, Joel Sturgis and Todd Bates. Airstrike Radio is your home for alternative talk radio, the show for everything from pop culture to politics and all things in between. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at airstrikeonline.com.
Airstrike Radio coming right back at you. That's right, all killer, no filler. We're having a great time tonight. Yeah, you like that one, don't you?
I like it.
You like that? All killer, no filler. That's right, that's right. You know, it has. This is kind of a touchy subject, the next subject. If you do have kids in the room that maybe might get scared easily, you might want them to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want little Johnny to have nightmares saying, you know, worried about what I said. I don't want that on my conscience to boot.
Yeah, if there are any minors that cannot handle this kind of subject, this is the truth, folks. This is nothing fabricated, nothing that very popular TV show Ghost Hunter sent over for us to read on the air because, well, they wouldn't go to this place anyway because they don't have the septic tank there. But anyway, what Joel's about to say is true, and yes, it may offend some younger viewers out there, so viewer discretion is advised there just in case. They might have little nightmares.
Well, I suppose I should really begin at the top of this case.
And
at the very top of the case, I was contacted by a frantic homeowner claiming that they had ghostly activity to the point of being forced out of their home by unseen forces, you know, forcing them out of the home right in the middle of the night wearing nothing but their pajamas. That's how scared these folks were when they left this home. And the police were involved. They couldn't find anything. After they searched it and searched the house, they went in there and saw that all the cupboards were open, all the doors were open, stuff like that. Came back out, explained to the lady they couldn't find anything after they extensively looked, and said, "You may have something in your house, but it's definitely not human." And so about a week after this incident or so, I got the call from the distraught young lady, had nowhere to turn, very scared, did not work. You know, I mean, when you're forced out of your house, that is a very unsettling feeling. I mean, that's where you hang your hat. That's where you sleep. That's where you live. You know, it gets very personal when it attacks your home. You know, we go to haunted locations all the time. That's not where we live. We're able to leave those locations and go home and go, sanctuary. You see what I'm saying? Right, Todd?
Yes, very much so.
Most times you can do that. Sometimes you're unfortunate. You bring one back, but we deal with that if that does happen. In this case, I want to start off right away and say, as much as I can't believe I'm going to talk about the subject matter, I never used to believe in demons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To me, demons were personal demons, maybe alcoholism, drug addiction. Things like that were demons in my mind. There weren't such thing as a representation of evil. I didn't feel that there were. And you and I, we talked about extensively in the past about your experiences with brushing with the unknown, as it were. And I took it as stories. I didn't discount them. I didn't 100% believe.
Right.
You know, I thought, well,
you know,
what it is at that point. That is until Saturday night. this last Saturday night. Well, Friday night, let me back up a little bit. I'm getting ahead of my... I'm very nervous telling this. I really am. You hear the nerves in my voice because I'm very nervous.
First of all, before you start this, Joel, did you write this down like I told you to?
Yes.
Any of it?
Yes, everything's written down. Everything is written down. It's sitting in a Word document on my hard drive. And after I speak about this tonight, I may never speak about it publicly again.
Okay.
And what had happened is Friday night, as everybody knows, we did have the live remote, which was a huge success with Miss Annette Martin.
What?
She was a wonderful lady. She hit a lot of points. She was able to describe a bedroom to everybody to a T, to the point where I almost dropped the phone in awe of her ability. That is until something messed with her. Now, I could feel something messing with her. After she had done the reading on the bedroom, and to her credit, she tried like heck to send the white light to clear the house, which I believe it did help a little bit. I think it gave some of them out, but I don't think it was all of them an out, personally, because of what I experienced. During the remote, I had several people, even emails, and I don't know if you heard this, Todd. Did you hear any EVP coming over that phone?
Nothing that I could validate, no.
Okay.
What I thought I heard was her breathing and everything, but no, nothing I could validate, no.
Okay. On our end of the phone, where we had the speakerphone out, we heard voices on that phone. I don't know if we were only meant to hear them. I don't know if the world heard them. A few people popped in saying, hey, I heard voices. It very well could have been her breathing. When you're in a haunted location, every sense is higher than it normally is because you're anticipating something to happen. So you're waiting and you're waiting. That being said, that the remote was great. And she visibly, in my opinion, as great as she is, started to get a little bit flustered during that show. Something was messing, in my opinion, with her. And it became apparent later what was messing with her. Now, mm-hmm. She was very accurate throughout the show. She's a very skilled psychic, very awesome lady, does a great job. She did a great job here until things got a little bit cloudy. And that is when we started to smell in the home sulfur and rotten egg smell.
Right.
That I could not explain. I've never smelled this before, ever.
Those are two indications. Now, if it was a spirit-based, normally that means it's very, very angry, very upset, very disturbed, and others, of course, associate that with some kind of demonic being inside, yes.
Yes, yes. And we smelled this smell throughout the night. We dealt with it, and Friday night was fairly uneventful. It was all right. It was a very uneventful. We did the investigation. We heard noises. We heard what we always hear. And we chalked it up to what you had just said, an angry spirit. Someone was really, really mad in that house. You know, we heard them rattling around. We heard them growling. What we thought was them growling, which I found out was something totally different altogether from what is the normal in a ghost situation. Okay.
Right.
Saturday night, we came back with a very good friend of mine. She is a really gifted psychic. Her abilities are bar none accurate. I can vouch for them. Just a great lady, and her name is Suzanne. And she came all the way up from southern Minnesota to help us out because I asked her to. Normally, she wouldn't put herself in harm's way, but this time she said, "You know what? You've been there for me. I'm gonna be there for you." We went. We started the investigation. And she went in the home and walked around the home with me during the day just to kind of see what's going on. And she looked at me, and I've never seen a look of dread like this in my life, and I hope I never do again. She says, you have a very angry spirit here. His name is George, but you also have two inhumans. And I looked at her, and I got to say, Todd, I didn't believe at this point. I really didn't.
I looked
at her thinking to myself, oh, yeah, two inhumans. Okay, whatever. I hear that a million times on Ghost Hunters. I hear that a million times in Ghost Adventures. Oh, it's demonic. It's this. It's that. You know, so you learn. You kind of get desensitized, and someone looks at you like that and says, inhuman. Because you hear it so much. It's like a new buzzword out there, demon. You know? It's replaced a lot of stuff.
And this mostly hit the East Coast. That's where a lot of people are reporting these kind of activities. Are on the East Coast, okay? So it's out there.
It is out there. It is out there. And I gotta admit, I kind of sloughed it off a little bit. Is her maybe getting a misreading? Maybe the spirit was misrepresenting itself. Maybe it was trying to scare her off. I didn't know. So we continued the investigation that night. Things, Todd, took a turn for the worse. And things progressed to get worse. We heard audible growling coming from seeming everywhere and nowhere at once.
Right.
And I've now learned that that is a warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot like if you were to go into someone's yard with a Rottweiler and you hear that Rottweiler give you that growl, like, get out of here, this is my yard. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bite. If you don't get out of here, I'm going to bite. Well, we did not heed that warning, and things went horribly awry. I mean, we had everything from possession. And I know people are going to say possession, come on. Get real. Get with the program. I can't explain it, Todd. People were being taken over. I was, to a certain extent, possessed because prior, while I was working on this case, I became extremely infatuated with this case. Nothing else in my life mattered. Not one thing. My wife didn't matter. My kids didn't matter. Radio didn't even matter. Nothing mattered to me except getting to done with this case, getting in there, knocking it out. It wanted me. It's almost as if this home was beckoning to me. Come back. Come back. I'm not done with you yet. Well, that night, about 2 a.m., and I'll never forget this as long as I live, I saw something. I just got called something that I can't explain. It was the most evil thing I've ever seen in my life, Todd. It was the most evil thing ever. And when I say evil, I don't mean just like bad guy from the movies evil. I mean, you see yourself in this thing. You see every bad quality you possess staring right back at you. It manipulates you to a level that I've never seen in my life. And we saw what we saw. And we ended up, quite honestly, retreating back to a Super 8 hotel until morning. Because I was scared.
There's nothing wrong with that. Don't be ashamed of that. That is, that is the body's natural reaction. You know, all of us are out there, all of us researchers, we're all out there to look for something on the other side. We're all out there to look for an apparition. You know, that's everybody's main goal. They want to see a disembodied, a disembodied spirit. They want to see it. And you don't know how you're going to react until you see one for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
50% of people freeze, and the other 50%, well, thank God for Nikes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen ghosts. Okay, I've seen ghosts doing this. I've witnessed full body apparitions. I've witnessed orbs. I've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
This was not a ghost, Todd.
No.
This was not a ghost in any way, shape, nor form. And I stand by that today. And I got to eat a lot of crow here. I now believe in the D word. I now believe that we do have demons in this world.
Yeah, and it's like I told you, don't be so hard on yourself. They've been so stereotyped over the years, so abused, television shows, they've made movies of them, nothing like that. There's even talk that demons aren't even actual demons. They are basically the negative images of our essences that we're seeing in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things out there about them. And, you can't, sit there and say, yes, I believe in God the Almighty, everything's good. Well, there has to be a fallen angel, or there's evil. And you can't say, I believe in one, but I don't believe in the other. There's good, there's bad. It just happens that way. It's just kind of the way it is. But what you went through, Joe, I mean, like we talked about, that was a turning point.
It was.
You were meant to see that, and it's life-changing. Just like the Sally House changed my life completely.
It changed me to the point, Todd, to where, I love things a little more in my life than I ever did before. I love my wife even a little bit more. I love my kids even more. I mean, if that's even possible.
It is.
You think how tough you are. Well, if I ran into something like that, I would definitely kick its ass. I've heard that a thousand times. And and I'm going to tell you what, when you run into it, there is no thought of kicking its ass.
Mm-mm.
It allows you to exist in that moment. That's it. It allows you to exist. Because the power that I witnessed would take you out in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. Without a flinch. Just imagine. You know, we're mere mortals, Joel. These things have the power of something that is completely unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Enough
mm-hmm.
power to manifest on this earthly plane to wherever they come from.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, they have the power to do what they wish. I've seen a few things that, you know, we actually had on film in the evidence gallery. I had to take it down. It shocked too many people because there was a cut in midair, mm-hmm. you know, just middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. People were afraid of it. So we, you know, we did. We took it down.
Mm-hmm.
These things, they attack your weak spots.
Oh, yeah.
And most of those weak spots is their guilt. Everyone holds guilt and skeletons and bad things that they're afraid if they say out in public, well, they're going to be stoned, just like in the old days. You know, adultery, coveting, mm-hmm. theft, all this. All these bad things collect. Now, of course, you know, being brought up Catholic, Joel, I've been told, okay, once you get to the pearly gates, a few slashes on the whip, and you're in, you know.
Yeah.
But people are afraid to release this. You know, we're here to do good to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nature for us to fight, and there's going to be arguing. Everybody's going to get along. If we all got along, this place would be boring. Yeah. I mean, it'd be Robotville.
Oh, it would.
So there has to be somebody coming up like that, Joel.
Well,
the
best thing. I don't mean to butt in at all, Todd. I'm just really kind of nervous here. I, you know, we spoke at length about the dangers of speaking about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly why it's going to remain on paper. I don't intend on talking about this again in public.
Yeah, you do not want to do that.
You know, and I'm even now I'm shaking. I'm very scared for my friends, my family, because mm-hmm. imagine your mind is a long hallway,
right?
And it has nothing but doors. And let's just say most of those doors are locked. These things will go up and down the hallway until it finds one door that it can open. And when it finds it, it's in.
It's in. That's all it takes. It's in.
You know, and it has nothing but time. Time means nothing to these things.
They have nothing to lose, Joel. All the time in the world to wait
mm-hmm.
until they find the right moment, and they do pounce.
Mm-hmm.
And what you got was a warning shot,
mm-hmm.
An eye-opener. You know, it could have been a lot worse. Thank God it wasn't.
Yeah.
But you saw. I mean, you feel what that's done to your mentality, what that's done to your way of thinking. That's actually enhanced you as a paranormal researcher. You're not going to go out there thinking everything's a demon now.
No, I'm not. It's
but you're going to know the difference.
They're out there. They're out there, Todd. They're out there.
And they're asking, did Joel see the demon?
I'd really rather not comment on that.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk about that.
You know, absolutely, if someone wants to call in, I will answer some questions about the case, absolutely, how I felt, if I didn't cover anything. I'm a very open person. This is your one time only. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, give us a call. Give us a call. Toll free, 877-216-2987. That's 877-216-2987. If you're outside the United States, or have free long distance, 618-421-4280. Ask Joel some of these questions, because this will be the last you're going to hear of it, folks. These are one of the things that happen in the paranormal research community. When you do come across these, you do not talk about them again. You don't. You try and put them in the back of your mind. They do resurface.
Mm-hmm.
They do resurface at times, and they will, and Joel's going to experience that. You know, it's been 5 years for me, and I still experience it.
Mm-hmm.
At times.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys need to call in and ask these questions. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Don't be afraid to call, because this is serious. This is a very, very serious matter. And this could help bring closure to Joel. So if you guys like Joel and understand what he's gone through, give us a call. 877-216-2987. It's on us.
Absolutely.
It's on us.
Absolutely. And a side effect of this case is it's changed a lot of people around me. A lot of bad things have happened to people that were on this case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to go into too much detail because, you know, some of the people out there, I know that they'd really rather me not, and I will respect that. But it has changed them, not always for the better. You know, it's a couple people involved in this have found themselves in a pretty bad place.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, some of the people, the closest to me, the advice I was given is push them away.
Right.
You know, push them away. You act like you're a nuclear weapon and just push them away. Get the people away from you because there is going to be a certain period of time that there is going to be a ripple effect where it is going to keep, you know, going and it will find the ones that you care about.
That's what it hits worst.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it exposes itself to you. And trust me, it does go into your loved ones mm-hmm. very much because it knows that's what's going to hurt you worse.
Yeah.
It wants you to hate. It wants anger. The more angry you are, the easier it feeds. That's what it takes. It's like giving it just large amounts of food mm-hmm. to feed it.
Mm-hmm.
Anger, sadness, depression, all of that. This is the stages. Oppression. You know, you got depression, oppression. Then you have possession. It's whittling you down to nothing so it can just walk right in, mm-hmm. take right over. And they'll never be the same again until something gets them out. And yes, good point. They are terrorists. Yes. Mm. Spiritual terrorists.
That's
very much.
Yeah, very much. You're absolutely correct. They are. And
the same terrorists. Very good, viewer 22. Yeah, very good comment.
That's what they are. At the end of the day, that's exactly what they are.
Right.
And
it's sad.
I know you've seen the change in me. I'm way more humble now than I was before. Before this happened,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not that spitfire guy. I'm enjoying what I have for the moment.
I'm glad because, you know, like I told you before you went in, Joel, I was extremely worried about it, and I had urged you against it,
mm-hmm.
urged you against it, you know, and I didn't want to get in too deep because I knew your beliefs, and I don't push those on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry you had to see this for yourself and learn it for yourself. But the good thing about it is that's the best way to learn it.
Yeah, well, you know what? You told me rattlesnakes existed. And I said, Todd, let me pick one up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you told me the whole time, that thing's poisonous. You might not want to play with that too much. And about 2 a.m., like I said, after the incidents happened, and we did deal with some possession that went on. With a few of the
right.
people, and I couldn't believe that was going on in front of my eyes. I really couldn't. It shocked the you-know-what out of me. I thought I was in a bad movie. I wanted to get out of it. I thought, this is crazy. I've never seen anything like it. That night, I will never forget it. I won't dwell on it either.
Yeah, don't dwell on it. What it's going to do, Joel, it is, you know, it's going to stir around for a while. Then it's going to lay dormant somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to lay dormant. Then when you least expect it, it's going to resurface. It's going to do it again. It may leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that depends. You can't guarantee 100% that it's going to stay or go. You don't know. It could already be gone. And the comment coming in here, I'm loving the show. Question, does Joel think they moved on? Do you feel the presence in your home? You feel that kind of dark presence, that kind of negativity in there?
This is how it was. When we went back to the packet cameras, that I smelled that sulfur smell again. I smelled that rotten egg smell. And it was just basically there to say, hey, I'm still here. I haven't gone anywhere. And you're not going to make me go anywhere. But here's the kicker of the whole thing. There is a spirit in there that the psychic picked up on, Suzanne did. He was a violent spirit in life. And what they are doing, and this is not uncommon, they will use a spirit to use them as a cover story. While,
right.
While you concentrate on that ghost, right, they're going to go ahead and get you from behind. Because you're looking for a ghost. You're not looking for them. And they're going to make sure that you're not going to look for them until you out them. And when you out them, all bets are off.
Yeah, they're going to come in the most innocent form. You know, the two that I've seen were child forms, one male, one female, because that's innocence. You don't think, oh, man,
this kid's knee high. He's not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you're physically ill. You're going all over the place. It's horrible.
Yeah.
They show themselves that way because it's easier for us to comprehend. We think child, innocent, mm-hmm. harmless.
Yeah, mm-mm. we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. And that's something that when I went into this, I didn't believe. I really didn't. And I'm really having a hard time telling the story. I feel a bit like I'm going to rip apart the seams here.
Joel, this is a lifetime experience, my friend. This is something that not everybody goes through. This is a rare occurrence. You hit this. Well, and that's just one other thing you and I have in common that you and I can now support each other on.
Absolutely.
Is you hit this. And the best way to do is to talk about it. Get it out. Don't dwell on it. Mm-hmm. Don't sit there and lay in bed at night and think, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen if I go to sleep? Sleep normal. I know it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a prayer. That doesn't hurt. Keep the Bible open to Psalm 99 in the room. That doesn't hurt either. That doesn't make any. All it does is help.
But folks, no. I messed up, and I'm going to tell you where I messed up. I provoked. I actively provoked, and I said, "Why not pick on me?"
That's where you would have went wrong. Yes.
Yep. And I want to let everyone know that I'm not too humble to say it. That's where I went wrong.
I'm glad you said that, because that is exactly what can happen.
I said, you know, because I was picking on this young lady, and I said, oh, you're a big, tough guy. You can push her on a woman. Why don't you come push her on me? And it started to. It was firing those warning shots in the air. It was telling me, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to mess with you, but I will mess your world up.
It gave you a warning. You crossed the line, Joel. You did. You crossed the line.
I crossed the line in the sand, man.
Mm-hmm.
I crossed that line in the sand. And I regret doing it, because had
now,
I not...
sitting there, put yourself in its shoes, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you were standing there, and you could see this being plain as day. It was just an average Joe like me.
Mm-hmm.
And you started provoking me, mm-hmm. saying those things to me. Do you think I'm going to turn around, turn the other cheek, and walk away?
Mm-mm.
On the average, no.
No.
I'm going to pounce.
Exactly. Exactly. I called the thunder and I got the lightning.
And they're asking here, with possession, are you possessed all the time or just when it wants to? Once you are possessed, that demon is within you.
Mm-hmm.
It does reside in you, and it has to be exorcised from you. Or there has to be something, some reason for it to leave.
No.
It usually, when the host dies...
Yeah.
Demon leaves.
Well, I want to make it clear. These folks that I talk about being possessed, they were not fully possessed. The thing was messing with them. It was in their head a little bit, trying to manipulate their actions. That is very common. That is what they want, what some would call pre-possession, to where it starts messing with you. It starts implanting thoughts in your head that aren't normally yours, because what it's trying to do is build a place to nestle. Find a place where it can,
right.
where it can dwell. Inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all part of that. It's the beginning stages of wearing that down. You know, and people on this investigation have done things totally out of their character. There's been some things that have gone on that are horrible, that potentially has ruined some lives. And,
right.
You know, I'm not going to go into that, because I won't answer any of those questions, because these people are private people, and they deserve their privacy, and I don't want to get into that. But, that night, Todd, I will never, ever forget that night as long as I live.
No, you won't. You won't. You won't. My situation, I'll never, ever, ever forget it. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, writing this down, getting this out to give closure to myself. My family will never forget it. My wife experienced it. My oldest experienced it. My youngest experienced it. Saw it with her own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it lays dormant. You think, oh, everything's fine. It's gone. Everything's okay. No. It resurfaces.
Yep.
It resurfaces when you least expect it. Starts all over again. Mm-hmm. If someone goes into that same area, stirs it up, provokes, It doesn't go after that person. Well, it comes after you.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you believe in vortexes.
Yes, I do. Very much so.
Okay. This psychic is a very skilled psychic. Great psychic. We'll see what we can do to get her on the show. Very good friend of mine, and you know, she's just a hoot to be around. Very skilled, like I said. She picked up on a negative vortex, in the lower, in the belly of that home. And she picked up on it right away. And she said there is no amount of, smudging that you could ever do, if anyone believes in that. There's no amount of really anything you can do, because it is, this thing has been there. This particular vortex has been there, in her estimation, since the creation of the Earth.
Right. I mean, smudging, all that does is aggravates it. It may send it out, but it's not going to leave.
No.
It's going to aggravate it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all it's going to do. It's like cigarette smoke to a non-smoker. They're going to get away from the smoke. Smoke clears. There they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's going to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it is. And this home, I counseled the young lady that has been afflicted by this. And when I do say afflicted, I mean afflicted. Mm-hmm. I explained to her that we can't. The first time I've ever had to say this to a client, that we cannot help you.
And don't feel bad. Don't feel bad, Joel. Yep. You can refer that. You can refer that to a team that is specially geared. What you did, I am so proud of you for doing so. You know, you did not run away from a situation. You knew you met your match.
Oh, man, more than my match.
You knew if you went back in there, it would have been worse. You need to refer somebody that specializes in that and let them take the case. That's what any good researcher would do. Not to go in there and say, oh, wow, this is going to look on a TAPS audition clip. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. That's an idiot. That person deserves to be hit by a Mack truck.
Well, part of me, I couldn't believe we retreated the way we did. I do say retreat. I don't say run away. We retreated to regroup and replan.
Right.
Is what we did because it was not no longer safe in that home. And every investigator needs to first and foremost think about safety for themselves, their investigators, and who they're investigating for. If it no longer is safe, you need to leave. It is not a running away moment. It's one of those being a smart individual moment before somebody ends up hurt or even has been killed in these situations. We waited in that Super 8 motel room until 8:30 in the morning, Todd. And we went back and got our equipment. It was very humble when we went in, very respectful. We kept our heads down. We got our stuff and we left.
You bowed out gracefully, respectfully. I would have done the same thing. Any other good researcher would have done the same thing. Somebody knew they just got done watching the movie, whatever. I can take it. I've got vampire steaks. I've got garlic. And I've got silver bullets. Okay, we'll take them all outside and use them on yourself.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, because that's as far as you're going to go, you moron. You know.
Did your parents have any children that lived?
Oh.
But on that note, man, this has been really emotional. I kind of want to go ahead and hit break.
Yeah, take a break. We got some questions coming in here.
Absolutely. I will answer all questions quickly after break. I kind of need a second just to compose myself, get some bad air. I'll come back right at it. And then we also have a big giveaway, and things. I want to thank everybody that listened. I want to thank everybody that's asking questions. Like I said, I will answer all questions to the best of my ability when we come back right after this.
The imagination of author Stephen Wren, radio producer for Haunted Voices Radio, and the director of Tennessee Paranormal, a new fiction series based on pirates and the paranormal, Jeremiah Balloon and the Amulet of the Siren. According to a recent review by ParanormalNews.com, there are mystic visitors, ghost pirates, orbs of light, astral projection, secret societies, spiritualistic entities, missions of the human soul, which make it a truly enjoyable read. Now available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Books A Million, Tower Books, and more. Or visit Jeremiah on the web at jeremiahbloom.com or the author, Stephen Wren, at stephenwren.com. Jeremiah Bloom, an amulet of Osirian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. With another major winter storm bearing down on D.C., it's snowing again at the White House right now. President Obama once again encouraging Republicans to become part of the process of getting something done on job creation.
President Obama says it's imperative that Democrats and Republicans work together on lowering unemployment, and he says he's open to ideas.
What I won't consider is doing nothing in the face of a lot of hardship across the country.
After meeting with the president, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's open to working with Democrats, subject to the details.
We want to make sure it's not just another stimulus bill that will not create any jobs.
And McConnell notes the snowstorms hitting Washington are slowing progress on the jobs bill. In Washington, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
Before the snowstorm puts a lid on Capitol Hill legislative work, the Senate dealt with one of the president's nominees with a Republican filibuster threat, the first, and as it turned out, the last order of business on the appointment of Craig Becker to the National Labor Relations Board.
Republican lawmakers, including Arizona Senator John McCain, put a hold on Becker's nomination. McCain claimed that Becker would make pro-labor changes at the National Labor Relations Board without congressional approval. But after the nomination narrowly escaped committee, Democrats couldn't muster enough votes to hurdle the GOP filibuster. And with the election of Republican Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown, Becker's nomination proves to be the first casualty of Democrats losing their filibuster-proof supermajority in the Senate. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
The Space Shuttle Endeavour getting within docking distance of the space station, due to hook up about 5 hours from now.
We're very much looking forward to getting docked with space station again. We're really excited about this mission. It's very important for the space station and the space station program and all of our international partners.
Leroy Kane heads the mission management team. Endeavour due to deliver an Italian-built $400 million room for the space station, the last major construction work for the orbiting outpost. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Sade's first new music in 10 years leads this week's Fox Light music release roundup. Soldier of Love proves Sade still makes leisurely music, albeit at a leisurely pace. Celtic Thunder return with a tribute to the last 30 years of pop music titled It's Entertainment, bringing their Irish lilt to tracks from Disney films to Neil Diamond and fellow countryman U2. 3D, Daddy G, Mushroom, and Tricky. They make up Electronica OG's Massive Attack, and their fifth album is titled Heligoland. The more danceable, rockable side of the genre is represented by Hot Chip, and their latest is One Life Stand. Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds unplug and reunite for their third live set, the Double Disc Live in Las Vegas. And hit up the Fox Light blog at foxnewsradio.com or the free Fox Light podcast at foxnewstalk.com for even more. In New York, Rob Moore, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
Lots of snowplow overtime already this month. Lots more to come as the second major winter storm in less than a week wallops first the Midwest and then tonight hits the Mid-Atlantic region, this time moving far enough north to be expected to bury New York as well as Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. And the worst will take place tomorrow.
We're going to get in on some of the heaviest winds and the heaviest snow bands. I would say mid to late afternoon as this storm sits off the coast, it will really start to intensify, and that's where we're going to see the worst of this condition and possibly the most accumulation. So we'd have blizzard conditions by tomorrow afternoon. We're talking 30 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts, very low visibility, which is going to make for whiteouts, blowing, and drifting snow.
Fox meteorologist Domenica Davis. Word that the 11 countries that use the euro as currency, the so-called eurozone, is going to give economically shaky Greece loan guarantees to prevent default. Making Wall Street happy today, the Dow up 150 to 1059, the S&P up 14, the NASDAQ ahead 25. Yet another crib recall. Parents, check your name brands.
If you have a drop-side crib with the brand name Generation 2 Worldwide or Child Designs, stop using it right away and don't try to fix it yourself. The Consumer Product Safety Commission with that warning after reports of three infant deaths since 2002. The babies got trapped when the drop-side detached and suffocated. The recalled cribs sold at various stores, including Kmart and Walmart, but Generation 2 is no longer in business. Consumers being told to contact the place of purchase for either a refund, store credit, or replacement crib. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
In New Orleans, the hard luck city has shaken off its post-Katrina doldrums and declares itself back.
Make some noise, Who Dat Nation! Everybody sing!
The Super Bowl champ celebration, Mardi Gras style, with carnival floats carrying players, coaches and team owner Tom Benson through the streets of the Big Easy. 10 floats, a dozen marching bands. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. All-You-Can-Eat Buffet Inventor.
Mr. All-You-Can-Eat Buffet Inventor.
You've given us the real American dream. A tray, 15 feet of food, and a little sign that says, Go nuts, buddy.
Oh, pinch me, I'm dreaming.
Pushing side dish innovation to its limits, you offer creamed everything and 400 flavors of gelatin.
Feed it frenzy.
If there's beef, you'll chip it. If there's chicken, you'll fry it. And if there's gravy, well, then everything's going to be okay.
Oh, thank God for the gravy.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, buffet boy. You know the way to a man's heart and a few hundred tasty ways to challenge it.
Mr. All-You-Can-Eat Buffet Inventor.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Fort Collins, Colorado.
Did I kill my husband? As the only woman in Illinois to be hung for murder, local lore has tarred me as a bad, bad woman. But there's more to the story. Find out in The Hanging of Betsy Reed by Rick Kelsheimer. I was a healer. They called me a witch and said that I poisoned the old man. 20,000 people came to see me die. I did burn down the jail and didn't even stay buried for long. But did I kill him? Rick Kelsheimer tells my story as fairly as I have ever seen it. Read The Hanging of Betsy Reed, available at Amazon.com.
Airstrike Radio coming right back at you, infesting the airwaves, as always, my good friend Todd Bates by my side. That's right, we're having a great time over here at Kelsey Live, as well as HVRN and Airstrike Online. It's been a kind of emotional night, and I am ready for those questions, my good friend.
All right, you just hang tight here. Now, you know, this is the best way to do it. I got to roll them at you. Just answer, you know, truthfully, comfortably, whatever you want to talk about. If you got a gut feeling on some of these questions, Joel, that you don't feel you should answer, you feel like you're going to stir something up, don't answer it. Trust me on that, okay? Now, does Joel think the spirits have moved on from that home?
No. I don't.
I don't either. The other question coming in, will Joel ever return to that home?
Let me put it this way. You could hand me a check right now for $10 million, and I would not go in that home.
Well said. Does Joel think any of the spirits have followed him home? This is a big one.
That's a touchy one. I don't want tempt fate.
You got to go with your gut.
Not at this time.
Very, very good answer. Very good answer. And the last question here from this section, has this experience changed your personal philosophy on good and evil.
Absolutely, it has. I don't view it the same at all anymore.
Thank you, Jen and Gina, for the questions. Very, very good question.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Good and evil. Evil, for me, personally, has, well, now a face. And oddly enough, part of that face is us.
Right.
You know?
It is. It's very touchy. You went through a life-changing turning point. That was your turning point in your investigation career, in your radio career, because it affected that as well. I had noticed you a couple weeks prior to this. You became distant. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I talk every day for hours.
We do, yep.
And I know you. And I know that you became distant. And I wanted to tell you, Jill, you're reminding me of me. Mm-hmm. When this happened, when I would wake up at 3 a.m. and drive to a small little house in Atchison, Kansas, mm-hmm. alone, go in and talk to whatever was in there.
Oh, no, believe me, I feel the pull.
You will.
I feel the pull. Last night, I darn near grabbed my keys and I just want to drive by. I just want to see if a light will come on for me.
That's exactly what it wants.
You know, I just want to check it out. Yeah, you know, because the curiosity is still very much there.
You got to remember this too. I thought this as well, and this still kind of dawns on me a little bit to this day. Was it this that made me so mentally unstable? Was it this that made me? Normally, folks, off air, I'm a very quiet person.
Mm-hmm.
I do not talk that much, you know. And I thought there was these things inside of me. You know, I dealt with 3 of them in this home. Mm-hmm. And finally, this is put in the past. And my old self is back, and it takes time. You know, I'm not saying you have to be medicated, Joel. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to a counselor and talk about this, which I have done, they're not going to think you're crazy. They're not going to commit you. I promise you that. I suggest you do that. You have to tell somebody that is a third party, that is not involved, that is not a loved one. You've got to tell somebody, a complete stranger.
Well, thank God for my church's pastor, and he believes me. I was able to speak with him, and he absolutely believes me because he himself has seen it. He himself has been touched in that way. And during that remote, as bad as this is going to sound, mm-hmm. and I don't mean this derogatory to HVRN, myself, the listeners, that was one of the worst things I could have done in that home. It loved it, man.
Yes, it did. It did. And this question here, you haven't hit this part yet, and I pray to God that you don't. Can demons find you, or do they have to already be at a location you go to? This I can answer personally, and hopefully, I pray to God, Joel does not go through this. I went to this particular location 9 times. It fed me there 9 times, pulled me there 9 times. I would wake up in a complete trance, pack a bag, 3 a.m, jump in the car, drive 7 hours to Kansas. My wife knew I was just obsessed with it. She didn't understand the situation. She didn't want me to go. And if you do not close the area properly, if you do not bind them there, if you do not get firm with them and say, you will stay here, you will not come with me, you're not welcome, you know, you do the whole spiel. I didn't. Mm-hmm. One time I left and brought them home. Oh, yes. All the way home.
Yeah.
My oldest saw the little girl at the end of her bed, 13 years old at the time, completely skeptic, sleeping with her parents. Jumped in there. She came in white as a sheet. My littlest one, she was 4. She was sitting in her room playing dolls with somebody. She was talking, having a conversation with somebody, not an imaginary friend, a conversation with somebody. So I take the advice of someone out there without doing research myself and decide I'm going to smudge my home and cleanse it. Mm-hmm. No. I made the situation worse. My 4-year-old comes running out of her room, goes directly underneath our bed and says, Daddy, Daddy, you killed the doctor. And we brought her. We all went into the kitchen. We open the kitchen door, let some of that junk out. It reeks. And my four-year-old points out and says, there they are. There they are. They're standing right by the fence. They were outside of the fence, waiting for the smoke to clear. Yep. Then things started to happen in the home. Cabinets opening. Things flying out of cabinets. Keys, wallets, things that we used on a personal basis were in the freezer, of all things. Messing with the television. All kinds of these things happen. They let you know you're there, and when you do not give them attention, they get upset.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I dug into research, read, and you have to be firm with them. You have to tell them to leave. You're not welcome. Use the name Jesus Christ. Use it. This is what it takes. And they do. A lot of times they do leave. Sometimes, you know, they come, they latch on to, they could have latched on to Joel because he has a happy family to him. He has kids. He has a wife. You know, he has things that they can manipulate. Mm-hmm. So they use that.
Absolutely. Absolutely they will.
And you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful with that. You've got to be careful with it. And the dumbest thing we've done is we took two friends down to there, Joel,
mm-hmm.
because they wanted to see this. You know, it's been all over TV, one of those things. And our children had to come with us because we had no sitter. They did not go in the house, of course.
Yeah.
They stayed in the hotel room. And on the way there, we dropped them off to somebody that we knew, the Pickmans knew, that was their babysitter. They were at the babysitter. We're in the home. We're investigating. We come back, pick up the kids. We're all in the hotel room, going over evidence, discussing things. We were playing EVP, which is like opening a door
mm-hmm.
to these things. We all go to sleep. We all lay down. Everyone wakes up about 3:30, 4 in the morning. Looks over at the wall by the bathroom, and there is a drawing, a detailed drawing of a small house with woods, a little creek behind it. My four-year-old can't draw like that. Where'd that come from? We don't have any crayons. It just appeared out of nowhere. And that's when you go, okay, that's it. We're done. So that's when we had, I went. To a Catholic church, full confession, communion, blessed, the whole nine yards, the home, the outside, inside, everything, every opening, blessed. And thank God, you know, we have been calm to this day.
Yep.
So, please, Joe, you don't come across something like this, but if you do,
yep.
you know, I got your back.
Well, I thank God I have a good support system, not only my family, but my HVRN family. I thank God for you guys.
Yeah, we're here. We're here. A lot of us have been through things like this. A question coming in here. So how do you know they're gone and not just hiding? There's a simple answer to that. A demon, a low-end entity, if you would call it, cannot just open the door and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
They have to show a physical presence. Some physical, unmistakable sign that they're gone. A window breaks, crashes, a gust of air, a door flies open and doesn't shut. They will give you, you will know when they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're gone, it's documented a lot of reports of large smells of chocolate. I don't know why it's chocolate, but a very, very large smell of chocolate or cocoa will just overwhelm, you know, the home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know it's gone. But it's a rarity that they leave. It's a rarity they leave.
Yeah, normally when you're saddled with them for life.
Yeah. And it's, they're hard to coexist with because they've always got the upper hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they wreak havoc on your family. You know, I remember, you know, my wife and I had the most terrible arguments when this happened. When we were leaving that area, Joel, my mother-in-law was driving, and three of us were in the car. We fought. I never fought with my mother-in-law. We fought, argued, yelled, screamed, all the way until we got to Missouri. And it stopped.
Wow. Well, man, I mean, you know, the only thing I can say is there was a lot of warning signs there as well, like even in the EVP that I analyzed from the investigation before.
Mm-hmm.
This thing would say something, and the investigator, not seconds, not minutes, you know, would say identical what was on that tape. It would manipulate them to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It would say, like, F you. Literally, I have one that says F you.
Right.
And then the investigator, not normally saying these types of things, would pipe up with F you.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
They're the kings of swear words, you know, because that is mocking God. Anything they can do to mock Christ, anything.
Mm-hmm.
They do thing in threes. It's just, it's amazing at what they do. Anytime, day or night, it doesn't matter.
No.
And the thing that really ruined the American public, Joel, mm-hmm. going back to Ouija boards like we talked about before, the movie Witchboard.
Yep.
I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen it. Tawny Katane, you know, starred in it.
White Snake that Chick. Movie?
Yeah, that shower scene was horrible.
It was.
Anyway, oh God, it was awful. I wish you would have put a towel on. It would have been a lot more tacky. But you know, she got obsessed. Now you can see the stages. They did that good, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the depression. Then you could see the obsession.
Yep.
It was trying to help her because it wanted more of her.
Yep.
And then she got possessed. At the end. Now, do you think Tawny's going to wear a top hat and a suit like that, even though she looked great in it? No.
No. No, absolutely not, man.
Tawny, that's something that's happened.
No, I laugh at White Snake video because I remember being a kid and seeing her on that Cars. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just a bad image came in my head. But the point of the matter is we had a lot of warning signs. That should have told us, hey, you know what? You're way above your head.
Right.
You know, we had a ton of warning signs. We had a lot of different things happening. Had we just believed a little more, had we just researched a little more into that side of the paranormal,
right.
It would have saved us a lot of trouble. We would have known better if we would have just counseled with people that are more knowledgeable than we are. All those things would have saved us some of this trouble that we now see in front of us. No doubt about it. And when we were doing that remote, did you experience anything in studio?
I will admit, I don't get goosebumps back here at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. I mean, I got a heater going. I'm fine. When she was directly talking to them, and they were not complying, they were not receptive to what she was saying,
mm-hmm.
I felt shaky. You know, I not scared,
yeah.
But I felt like something was trying to hide behind me or something, go somewhere, looking for an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And these mechanical items we have, I know for a fact cell phones, they can transfer through those. That's how I dropped them into my home one other time.
Yeah.
You know, the devices, you know, they do manipulate them. And the question coming in there, can they come from you? Can they come to you from nowhere, or do you have to be around them first?
Well, there's a school of thought that says you have to invite them in.
Right.
And I tend to believe that they're not just going to go ahead and randomly look for Joel Sturgis everywhere without any provocation. I firmly believe that you got to actively invite them to interact with you.
Right. And what people do... They'll get out their seances or whatevers, and they will invite them in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ouija boards are great for that.
Yeah. The problem is, Joel, they don't ask them to leave. They move. The next homeowner moves in. There they are.
Yep.
They're not going to go anywhere. They've been asked in. I mean, if I'm in a fiery pit of hell, and it sucks, it's hot, and I'm out of ice water, I'm going to go for option two.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I have a question for you, Todd. Do I just throw this evidence away that I have not reviewed yet, or do I do it, or do I just chuck it?
I destroyed it.
Okay.
I did.
Because I have evidence here from that night when we ran to the hotel room. We left all cameras running. We left all recorders running. I don't know what I'm going to find on these things.
When you... I destroyed it for a few reasons. One, I didn't want anything, and this was equipment itself that I destroyed as well, not just what was on it.
Mm-hmm.
I burned it. I used 2 bottles of lighter fluid and burned this stuff because I didn't want to go in there and play a recording and have one of them come across and invite them back in.
Yeah.
Let them know that I'm trying to communicate, because if you have that on there, they may say, hey, man, we're here. Talk to us. Wow, you can hear us. It could be the greatest thing ever.
Yep.
But you say, what do you got to say? What did you just do? Invitation. There they are.
Oh, exactly.
Get rid of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And and it's been an eye-opening experience. I've learned to embrace things better than I have, I guess, if that's even a word. I appreciate even our staff more. Over here at HV, I mean, you know, you don't appreciate things until you're kind of faced with something. And, I know it sounds funny, but these guys, these men and women have stood between you and I, behind you and I,
mm-hmm.
and helped us. And I really do appreciate them more today than I did before.
And you will. I mean, you were faced with your bad self, literally.
Mm, I was. I saw every bad...
You
Every
were as close
thing.
To death as you could ever come, Joel. As close to death as you could ever come.
Mm-hmm.
And now you value life. You see color again. You see bright lights. You see sunshine. You see happiness. When I talked to you today, that was the Joel that I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back, man. I'm back.
So I know that you're, even though you're not fighting this physically,
mm-hmm.
mentally, you don't think you're fighting it, subconsciously, and your soul is kicking its ass, okay? You have got you've got spirit guides around you. You have got all kinds of protection around you. You know, Archangel Michael, that guy, he just kicks ass.
Oh, he does. He does.
You know, and he knows. He knows when, you don't have to call upon him. He knows when he needs to be there. And I can tell night and day from talking to you Friday to talking to you today, you're on the good path.
Yeah,
you made the right decisions. Yep. You're on the good path. You're all set and good to go.
Good comment just came in that Saint Michael the Archangel is God's green beret.
Exactly. And the comments coming in, I don't believe all ghosts are demons. Absolutely, they're
no,
not.
No, they're not. No, you know what? Todd and I, we have one where I coined a little bit, and we joked around the paranormal Powerball.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a better chance, folks, quite honestly, of having a polar bear show up in California in your backyard tomorrow than you do of running into one of these. You have a better chance of getting eaten by a shark, have a polar bear show up, and winning the lottery all in one day.
Exactly. Yeah, just because, now you have a ghost. They are stuck on this plane, as in life as in death. If you have a cranky old man that had to carry around an oxygen tank to live... He's still carrying around an oxygen tank, and he's still in denial that he's dead. He's pissed.
No, he's mad. He's he's mad because he can't look at his dirty magazines anymore.
Exactly.
Thing going on. But, the thing of it is, Todd, and I want to bring this up, and normally I wouldn't bring this up, but I do. I remember standing in that house and going through what we're going through, and it was kind of weird. Because, we all made the decision to get out. We all did that. We all mm-hmm. decided to get in that SUV and get out of there. But it's kind of odd, and it is odd. Maybe it's just my imagination, but I heard your voice saying, get out of there, buddy.
That's what's weird is actually Ben and I were still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was framing.
Yeah.
Yeah, flipping out. And I don't know how many times I told you that. In my head, I wish you'd get out of there. He's got to get out of there. Because after that show was done, I knew something was stirred.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, he's got to get out of there. They got to get out of there. It's got to happen. You know, it's too much. You got to know when to pull out.
One adult, man.
Where I was in the Sally house, there was five of us in there. One of us had that feeling. We all pulled out, went across the street to the safe zone, let things cool off, and you could stare at that house, and you know they were looking directly at you.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, come on back in. Come on back in.
Yep.
Then the cell phone would ring in the car. We didn't know this person. Their cell phone would ring. That would stop. Two cars down, another cell phone rings. Mm-hmm. Weird things like that happen. Then it quells. We'd go back in. We packed up our equipment in record time and hauled ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would like to take this time, though, to go ahead and open the Devil Made Me Do It hotline, if that's cool with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have done things that you feel that isn't your normal self, that have been influenced by something else, and you don't have to use your real name, we don't even need to know who you are. If it's something you're ashamed of that you've never been able to talk about in public before, and you like to get off your chest, absolutely give us a call. Either what should we use as the little hotline there, Todd?
Now we can use, let's use this one. 618-263-9127. 618-263-9127. Just use that one there.
Yep.
And, you know, let us know if something's overpowered you. Be anonymous. You know, we don't have voice recognizers. We don't have this GPS tracking anymore.
Not anymore. the state finally took it off you.
Welcome to Airstrike. You're live on the air. Where are you calling from?
Is this Todd?
Yes, it is.
It's not Lauren, and I'm calling from your chat room.
Lauren?
Yeah.
Lauren,
hey,
finally.
Well, yeah, I don't think we've ever really actually spoken, have we?
No, I've been waiting an hour and a half for you to call.
Hi, Lauren. This is Joel.
More than 2.5 years.
Lauren, meet Joel.
Hi, Lauren.
What?
I said meet Joel.
My pleasure, Lauren.
Meet Joel.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, this is great. I mean,
hi, Joel.
Bye.
What do you think of this?
What am I talking to? I was just like, you know, speaking to the whole class.
Oh, yeah. We're speaking to quite a few people right now, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, so.
Nice to finally talk to you.
It's great talking to you, too. It's great. Yeah, we talked for a little while on Facebook today. We had a great conversation, you know. She's good people, Joel.
Well, we've been yapping for years.
Yes.
Wow.
And just, you know, we always miss the boat with each other.
Well, not anymore.
Is this the first time you've ever called in?
Well, you may not like this call.
Okay.
Well, you know, with all this, you know, faith and everything, don't be shocked. I don't know if you're following the chat room. I am no longer a demonologist. I'm an agnostic.
Mm.
You.
That's a bombshell, isn't it?
You went from a demonologist to an agnostic?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. That's the truth. That's the truth, Todd. I mean, that's why I've been kind of missing from the paranormal circles.
So you kind of went on hiatus agnostic style.
We had to reassess everything. I had to rethink everything. I had to relearn everything. And I'm a member of the Mensa Society. I have a really high IQ. And I had to just like...
Mm-hmm.
I had to think things through, okay?
Uh-huh.
I really had to think things through, and...
What? I mean, I
don't believe anymore. I just don't believe anymore.
In what?
In demons?
In God.
Oh, my.
In the the Bible, the creation, the Adam and Eve, the yada yada. I just can't.
Well, I kind of came up with an interesting theory for that, just for a second, entertain this. Now, if people can be possessed by the good or by the bad, is it possible that men were possessed by the good when they wrote that book?
Say again, by the what?
Is it possible?
That's a bad connection. By the what?
Is it possible that the authors of the Bible, I'm just speaking hypothetically here, is it possible that they were actually possessed by the good rather than the bad to write that book?
Well, I have no response to that because you use the word possessed. Most books in the Bible were written 70 years after the fact. When you're 70, what are you going to remember? I have another take on that. It's going to sound really insane, okay?
Okay.
What if God is an alien? And I'm not 100% on this. I'm not sinking my edge into that basket either.
Mm-hmm.
What if God's an alien? And creation is, you know, creation's real. The Big Bang, the whole, you know. And Adam and Eve were put here to just, you know, keep a life form alive. You know.
What's sad about that? What's sad about that is there's something we can't say yes and we can't say no to that because we don't know. It's a higher power.
No, we will never. Well, okay, you can't say yes and you can't say no. Can you say yes or no about God? I'm a devil.
Yes, yes, you have that.
You can't say yes or no about that. How can you say yes or no about religion?
You can't. It's all an upbringing. Something had to create this. We don't know what it is. Science has not proved it yet. They have not.
Right. And they haven't proved it on my level or yours.
But that's why they call it faith.
You know?
It is faith. It is belief. It is belief. It is assurance that there has to be some kind of higher power to do this. Because
do you know the history of the Bible and the history of the world and the history of those who wrote it?
No one does. Mm. No one does. No one can accurately.
No one does, but there are recorded histories, Todd. There are recorded histories.
Sure, they're going to do that. They're going to do that. These are things that they called soothsayers in the day that they saw. This is what they write down. These are experiences. These are
the idea of a God and gods, actually first gods, plural, the idea of gods and God eventually singular and right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I just won't rule that out, but I just don't believe that a horrendously sadistic God, you know, who sends angels who kill 685,000 after dinner, why create this if you're an angel of death? I mean, read the Bible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I know about the parallel. I study quantum physics, parallel universes, the Big Bang theory, how big the universe is.
No one knows. No one can actually know. Quantum physics have so many flaws and errors in them, it's insane. They cannot judge.
Well, it does. See. That's why it's theoretic.
Thing is theoretic. Why is theoretic?
So what you're saying is you no longer believe in anything?
I don't believe in an all-powerful God that created all of us.
So you believe then
the power to send us to heaven or hell? No.
Okay,
no, I
don't. What you're saying then is after you pass away, after you expire, you're done. Game over. It's darkness. You no longer exist. You're dead. But yet you are part of the paranormal community and you embraced ghosts and you probably maybe even saw one or two. Mm-hmm. And now you're coming to us saying is BS.
Todd, I have seen some strange things in my life. And you know what? We had, you know, my family had a very serious haunting, but
Okay. Wait. You just said.
Can I go to heaven and hell with it anymore? No.
Wait.
But they went somewhere now, didn't they? They went somewhere.
You just said you had a very serious haunting. Now that's suggests there's an afterlife.
Right there.
You know what? I can't say that the angst of my teenagers or the angst of the circumstances or where I'm living, I cannot rule out poltergeist activity. I cannot rule out that we lived on a lake. I cannot rule out, you know, outside influence.
It sounds like there's a little bit of a...
You know what? We knew the history of the house. I can't rule that out.
See, I mean, to me, it doesn't sound like you're agnostic at all. It sounds like you're just flat-out atheist.
No,
I'm agnostic. Believe me, I'm on the fence because, you know, I do have experiences I cannot explain. I really do, Todd, but...
I understand.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just,
it's hard to get out.
My husband's a pastor, and my family just...
Swallows
the Bible daily.
No. I just want to clarify. I just want to clarify something. You just said your husband's a pastor, and you don't believe. I'm not saying you have to believe. Just because your husband's a pastor does not make you a believer. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to say that, but you have seen things.
Well, I used to be.
But listen. But you have seen things in the paranormal arena. That suggests to you.
Things I cannot explain.
Suggests to you personally, not me, not Todd, not anyone else, but there, it suggests to you that there's an afterlife. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, back it up. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Joel.
This is Joel.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I have seen things that I cannot explain, and I live in the Mojave Desert now, not Southern California. If we get disconnected, I'll call you back, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have much time. That's the thing. We got to cut to a break. I mean, we got less than a minute.
I'm just telling you. You know what? Yeah, I've seen things. Lots and lots and lots of things. Do I know where they are? No. Do I have to go faith-based on what I saw? Well, you know, within my own little Jeanette world, yeah. And do I question what I've seen? Well, that was trailer trash of me. Do I question what I saw? Yes, always. You know what? I just can't buy the big, omnipotent picture anymore. I just can't.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is America. You can believe whatever you want
to
believe. I'll tell you what. When we all die, and if there is a afterlife, we'll say, well, you know what? You should have bet on this horse.
Well, that's a really harsh statement.
Well, it's something that hits.
It's a really harsh statement.
No, it's something that hits close to home. It's something that hits close to home because there's a lot out.
No.
You know, you have your atheists. You have and religion is the worst topic to talk about on the air because
I'm an agnostic. I am on the fence. I was a respected demonologist for many years, and you know what?
Wait. Are you on the fence just to hedge your bets?
Just to what?
To hedge your bets. That way, just in case it's real. Just in case you're on the fence.
I doubt the existence of an omnipotent, but I'm on the fence.
Good enough for me. I mean, you do what you feel.
That's all we can do, you know. And you know, Lauren, thanks for calling in. It was great talking to you. We got to cut to a break here.
Absolutely,
you know,
sure.
We're
going to
take all this and we're going to suggest it.
Yeah, I'm just being honest, and you know, I've done Todd for years, but
no, you're fine. You were honest. You got your opinion out. That's fantastic. I'm sure there's others that think the same way you do. It's because we have to go to break. Or
well, I am no longer demonologist, and I was born.
That's great.
With Vonage, you can enjoy unlimited local and long-distance calling for as low as $24.99 a month. Vonage gives you more than just a great price. Free calls to landlines in select European countries. International calling for as low as pennies per month. 25-plus premium features including voicemail, caller ID, and call waiting. 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can keep your existing number for life. Simply visit www.vonage.com/friend and enter the HVRN Vonage line.
618-215-2136. And not only can you help Haunted Voices Radio, you can receive up to 2 free months of service. Again, just visit Vonage.com/friend and enter 618-215-2136 for your free 2 months of service. And thanks for listening from the Haunted Voices Radio Network.
Kiss his face to thrill me. Get me to love what kills me. To top it off, we made him come to me. His eyes intoxicate me. Drinking and barely breathing. He cry out loud, he can't help. He says it's cool, but he's got another taste.
You need to create content for every design discipline in one offering, the Adobe Creative Suite 3 Master Collection. The Master Collection combines the latest versions of Adobe InDesign, Photoshop Extended, Illustrator, Acrobat 8 Professional, Flash Professional, Dreamweaver, Fireworks, Contribute, After Effects Professional, Premiere Pro, Encore, and Soundboot. And when it comes to audio, Adobe Audition software is the all-in-one tool set for professional audio production. Whether you are recording, mixing, editing, or mastering. And the HVRN Corporation is a proud beta tester of Adobe software. Thinking multimedia? Think Adobe.com.
listening to Airstrike Radio Online with your hosts, Joel Sturgis and Todd Bates. Airstrike Radio is your home for alternative talk radio, the show for everything from pop culture to politics and all things in between. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at airstrikeonline.com.
And Airstrike Radio coming right back at you. That is right. We are now broadcasting from, it seems like, a Boeing 747.
Yeah, we got Boeing 747 taking off here. We are on the tarmac. Please hold. You're rerouting traffic due to snowstorms. Okay, that one slid off the runway. We're good to go.
That's right. Only three people died. We are all good. Yeah. That's right. And two of them are agnostics. So, bear luck next time, folks. No, yeah. I'm just joking. Just joking. Cheap shot. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah, we'll scratch that as a learning experience and move on. And everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the way it is. It's just that, you know, she seemed very angry, and I was just trying to talk soft to calm her down. That's mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
We hope that she finds happiness on her journey, and yes, if she needs anything, if she needs anything from us, we're absolutely there to talk with her anytime.
Exactly. Not a problem at all.
Yep, that's what it's all about. But brother, we got a giveaway, don't we?
Yes, we do. Ben, you do the honors. One's going to be, of course, a poster. Ben's going to get in the prize vault here. He's going to pick out, let's roll with...
Posters are good.
Here we got the poster. I got the poster here.
So you've already got the poster?
Yeah, that's okay. Out. So you just pick out one of those albums there. Some are autographed, some aren't.
Well, we're going to give out.
We'll see what's in the mind of Ben.
God, that's a scary thought.
Okay.
That is a really scary thought.
Okay, yeah, what we got here, what Ben has picked out, is an autographed copy of The 13th Hour, signed by Ed Douglas and Gavin Gosga of Midnight Syndicate. Our sponsor is MidnightSyndicate.com. And up for grabs, we have an autographed Parlor Muse poster. Right there, the webcam, folks. Sure, you can see it right there, autographed by Gavin Gosga himself. Cool poster. Got one hanging up in front of the studio there.
Good stuff right there, man. Great stuff.
All music. It is, Joel. It is. Now, Ben's real fast at this. So you guys, if you do win, get your whoever the winner is, email your mailing address to contest@hvrnc.com. Steph, you'll drop that in chat. contest@hvrnc.com. And he's also throwing in an autographed copy of Virgil Music, Hillbilly Hell, virgilmusic.net, another one of our sponsors.
Last copy we've got.
I want that one. I don't have a copy of that. So, Susan, my beautiful wife, if you're listening, call. Come on, call in.
Staff, they're calling, and we haven't.
On the ball, Todd.
What do you want to do? You want to take the first caller, Joe?
they don't want it badly, do they?
Welcome to Airstrike. You're live on the air. Is there something we can do for you?
Is it Joel?
This is Todd, but Joel's here.
I am right here.
No, who are you?
I am Joel.
I am Todd.
Are you Joel?
Yes, I am.
Are you Todd?
I'm Todd Bates.
Are you lying?
No.
Because I just had, like, you know, a 10-minute conversation with Joel, who pretended to be you.
What? No, we're co-hosting. We're co-hosting the same show.
Well, I know that, but,
This is the incomparable.
Is this Todd?
Absolutely awesome. Todd Bates, right next to me, and then, go ahead.
What the hell's going on?
Todd Bates is right next to you.
Well, figuratively.
Right?
Technically, yes. Who?
Okay, so come on.
I just want to say, for the record, well, crack is a hell of a drug.
Is there a problem with that? Technical difficulty? Put them on.
Yeah, it's difficulty. We got a contest going on. So we got a clear line for more callers. So just hang tight, try to call in here and win. Okay. So what do you... Is there any more of that ibuprofen left?
Remember, Todd, crack is a hell of a drug.
Sorry.
God. There. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay. What do we got up for grabs? Pick a number between 1 and 10, Joel.
Let's go with 4.
4.
4. Make it easy. 4.
Caller 4 right now, 877-216-2987. That's 877-216-2987. Outside the United States, yes, you're eligible too, but call us direct, 618-421-4280. 618-421-4280.
Might want to do that one more time. You got a little crazy with the numbers there.
877-216-2987 is the toll-free line. Outside the United States, call us direct, 618-421-4280. We got caller one coming in. You're caller one. Keep trying. You're caller two. Keep trying.
Ring-a-ding.
You're caller three. Keep trying.
Almost.
And the next caller is the winner. And it stops.
I know.
Don't you just hate that, Joel?
I do.
Give him a second to dial again.
It just cracks me up. This comes double whammy here.
Uh-oh.
There we go. We got him. And you are caller number 4. You're live on the air, Airstrike Radio. Where are you calling from?
Virginia, Minnesota.
Boy, I have no idea who this person is.
Good job.
She actually made it through. I win. Woohoo! Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, ma'am, what you've won today is...
And, honey, I'm supposed to tell you that Blake says hi.
Oh, Blake. Tell Blake hello, and thank you for supporting Airstrike Radio, and I don't even know who this lady is, oddly enough. Hint, hint, hint.
Well, ma'am, since you're caller 4 here on Airstrike Radio, what you've won this evening is some outstanding prizes and a year supply of turtle wax.
And you've also won our debt.
No. Jeez, I need more of that.
Yes, because you just bought 50% of HVRN. That's
yes, you did. That's you. Yes, we are sending you the deed because it is due.
That's right.
So what you got? You got a copy of Virgil Franklin. Now, this is some awesome music. This is the album Hillbilly Hell. It is autographed. You also want a copy of 13th Hour Midnight Syndicate autographed. Ed Gavin autograph this themselves because their center's right there, as you can see on the webcam. And you won a poster, Parlor Muse, autographed by Gavin Goska himself.
Yes, ma'am, you have won all this great stuff. I mean, yeah, you have.
Yes, that is fantastic, ma'am, and I'm sorry there's only 18 prizes per household that you're eligible for. Now that was ingenious. Now, she did try.
She did.
That was good.
She worked hard.
That was good. That was fair. That was fair. And until we get our staff on the payroll, staff and family are eligible. Check my email.
That's true.
I'm getting a message to check my email from Ben, which usually means something really good.
He gets a pretty picture.
So what you need to do, now do you know where to send your address to, ma'am?
It was in here again in the chat room. I'll have to take a look at it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you can always just go ahead and go to the next room.
I could, couldn't I?
Anyhow, go ahead. Go ahead. Let that rip there, Todd, where she can get the address out to get her lovely prizes.
Sorry, I just got a personal made avatar. I feel special.
Oh, you suck. I want one of those. Yeah.
You're going to get one, too.
Joel, do you want the one he's got, or do you want an airstrike one?
Oh, airstrike. Babe. Well, both, really. I'd like a word slashed right down the middle.
Yeah, we got to have both. We got to have both. All man, right. That is sweet. That is sweet. Oh, okay. So, yeah. You need to shoot that out. Shoot it to me. Contest at HVRNC.com. Shoot it over quick. As Ben's here, he packages these, and he'll make a nice little drawing for you and everything. It'll be cool.
All right. Will do.
And you know, ma'am, you know, out of the thousands of people that called, it's unbelievable how you were caller four, and yet you are so far away from our northern host.
That's right. It's unreal.
It sounds like she's right in the same room, Joe.
It does. It's crazy.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is. It's got to be Sprint or T-Mobile or something.
Something great there. I mean, that's some good song quality right there.
It is. Man.
It's the best.
You just got to promise me one thing tonight.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
When the lights go out, you make Joel happy.
Okay.
When the lights go out, Susan, you make Joel happy. Or
that could be scary.
Or I'm going to send this pre-sort mail, and that's where they get out the subatomic machine guns at the post office.
That's right.
And when you open this, it may be ticking.
Thanks.
I wouldn't do that to you, because I wouldn't ask that of my wife.
Joel, I do have one question of you.
Yes.
Now. Okay, well, you know, given the circumstance of, you know, the situation that just happened, do you ever feel like you're being watched?
Yes, all the time. I just thought it was the government before, but now I know better.
Okay.
Let me see if she's got to shoot that address, because Ben's fast at this stuff. He can have this thing wagged and tagged. I'll let him do his. He's got to draw his little art thing there until we get the address. And somebody's calling in to yell at us.
They probably are. They all hate us, and we'll get through this though.
Welcome to Airstrike. You're live on the air, and we're sorry. How can we help you?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Is this Todd or Joel?
Both.
It's both. We are both the same person.
We inhabit. Yes, we inhabit the same body.
We are Legion.
You're Legion.
Wait, Todd.
You're a friggin' Legion. It was brilliant.
Oh my God! It came out of nowhere.
It did too.
Thank you.
Oh damn you, Bill! Oh,
I needed that.
Okay, is it Todd or Joel?
I am Todd.
Well, that's what the other guy said, and he turned out to be Joel.
No, Joel sounds like me. He also looks like me. Yes. That's what's scary.
I know what you look like, but I had a conversation with you, or so I thought, and then he mentioned Todd, which would insinuate he was Joel.
No.
You had the conversation with the both of them earlier.
Yes,
I don't know
did.
If that was understood, but they're both speaking to you at the same time right now.
Yes, that is what.
Okay, well, okay then. Prove it to me. Prove it to me. What was the name of my old website and my team?
I don't know.
You're hearing the echo on the radio.
It was crazy people love us.
Well, you copied my standards for your website. You should know that, Todd. I'm Miss Mag West, Jeanette Osborne, demonologist, blah, 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 blah.
Mag West?
Yeah.
My God, that was years ago.
Yeah. This is me, Jeanette Osborne, demonologist, head of Mag West.
Ah.
And I just want to go in and get in there and say, honey, you can hang up anytime now. Not you, but the other lady that won the prize is like, I often call her honey.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. Okay. I got you.
Like I said, it's been years.
That language.
You got to watch the mouth here. Yeah.
Okay. You know, there's medication for that. There's medication for that, sweetheart.
There is medication for that, and I'm currently on it.
Yeah, we're currently on it, but we got to close it.
Okay, electric shock has gained repopularity.
It has. I like to use. Actually, I enjoy using a lamp. I like to just rip the cord off a lamp and use. I like to go freebasing, as it's called.
Yeah,
with my electricity.
Okay.
Then, when it's a real bad day, go for the 240 on the water heater.
Was
I really talking to you before?
No. Jeanette, we got to close the show or we're going to get fined ungodly amounts
of money. I had a long conversation with Joel. Was it Joel or you?
I talked to you on Facebook. It was me. I talked to you on Facebook today.
Okay, well, I had a long conversation with Joel.
That would be me.
On your call-in number.
That would be me.
All righteous. Okay.
Okay.
So let's hook up, okay?
All right. Okay.
Let's hook up.
I'll sponsor you, okay? I think you rock.
Sweet.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the compliment. Thank you for supporting us. And hit me up on Facebook, too. I'll talk with you. It'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I always support you. You know that.
Awesome.
Maybe you don't. But, okay, I do.
All right. You have a great night. We got to close your show out, hon. It's great talking to you again, Jeanette.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hunt son.
It's been a great show tonight, folks.
Look at him. I'm Mama.
My head hurts.
We are Legion, after all.
We are.
This is what I feel like right now after tonight.
Cripple fight! Uh-huh.
You know, the cripple fight is always in order. You know, and when you're done with that, you also have to do this.
Cripple fight!
That was just, wow.
I feel like the janitor after the cripple fight.
We need that. That happened. And you get the callers like that, and we'll just have to start disconnecting like that. And you got to watch the mouth, folks.
Gotta watch that language. Now I have to clean up the archive.
Yeah, it's all right. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
But enough said on that one there, Todd. What do you say we go ahead and maybe even put this one to bed? I'd like to thank everybody involved in this show. It's been awesome. Todd, as always, I'm glad I'm back in the saddle again. I'm back 100%. Can't wait till next time, man. Thanks to you, everybody, for tuning in. You got anything to say there, buddy?
We are good to go. Tomorrow night, we'll be back here live, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Plan B Radio guest, Derek White Sky Cloud. Psychic greetings coming at you. Going to broadcast right here, Kelsey Live, as well as HVRNC.com. Don't miss it.
Until next time, guys, have a good one.
A dimension of sound. You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Sit quietly and we will control all that in here. You are about to participate in a great adventure.